Blog Talk Radio.
Good day.
Yeah. You know what? I like the play. No dickity, no doubt. Play on, play it. Play on, play it. Yo, Dre dropped the verse.
It's going down, face of Black Street, the homie got it.
Okay, that was a last minute pick because the song I picked wouldn't play, so I just had to click something.
Very nice. Wait. Sorry, there we go.
Wow. All right. Wait a minute, where did that noise come from? Is that you?
I'm trying to figure it out where it's coming from. I hear it. Oh, it's got to be coming from your side.
It probably is. On our front page, where you should be there. Yeah, you were. Yay. On our front page, KimAndAdrix.com. If you cannot figure out how to get to Twitch, well, you go to our website. Get that done. Get it done.
We're not.
Wow. Sorry, y'all. I had to throw the old school. Some of you were like, I know that. It's from that movie. No, it's not. It's from the 90s. They just borrowed it for the movie. Thanks. It was a good borrow, though. Oh, my God. So a lot of you liked that we did the protest yesterday. Thank you for your support and retweeting and messages and all that stuff. We like to be loved on. Slow and slow.
Right there.
Ah, slow and slow. No, Dead Island people, not speaking to you. Yeah.
Oh, come on, you know you want to.
Okay, I'll speak to them in a second. But before we do anything, Ginger, could you throw up the picture? I wish I had some.
I can.
I wish I had some bells or something to play. I don't. I used to.
There it is.
Okay, first of all, I want to say congratulations to this lovely, happy couple that you're looking at on the screen. I cannot find my Twitch to save my life. Oh, there we go. If you don't know who these people are, shame on you. This is Kat Hunter and her new hubby, Chris Metzen.
Yay!
He's effectively become Mrs. Chris Metzen. And I know you're saying, again, why are these people on my Twitch, on my GGR? Well, because Kat's a good friend of mine, too. You don't recognize her? Why, this, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the original Frag Dolls. Sorry to burst your little pixel hearts, boys, but she's off the market. She's off the market. Again, original Frag Doll. She was also the GM for a championship gaming series, if you remember that way back when. She is currently calling Blizzard Entertainment home, where she's running things over there. I'm so happy for her. She's one of those few people you meet who is just so awesome, so professional. I had such good fun with her. This is when I started to settle into being a geek when I first got my DS, and I had Nintendogs, and she and I sat and played Nintendogs, and people were looking at us like we were crazy. What are they doing? For hours we sat and played, and our puppies played, and it was just one of those, you know, the quiet bonding moments with another geek. So I always remember that with her. And, of course, I see her all the time when I go to events, and she's, like I said, very professional. You guys don't tend to bother her too much, I think. I think you guys are scared of her. She's very, very hardcore, but she's also sweet and fun when you get to know her. Anyway, happy Just Hitch Day to you and Chris. I wish you all the happiness, and I'm very mad that I didn't get to come to the Star Wars birthday party. I'm just going to say that. Okay. I'm kidding. No, I'm not. I would have liked to have come. I bet that cake was, like, epic.
But that cake was epic. Sorry, I'm all over here. In my throat, 'cause I'm gonna lose my voice. The weather in Texas is redonkulous. Oh my God.
Good morning, Joe. Yeah, they're trying to kill me. Y'all hear? I was trying to stifle a cough, but I came off of mute a little too quickly.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning.
Ooh, I'm at the get my. Hootie, whatty?
The chick. She's pretty.
Who, Cat?
Mr. President.
Wow. Yeah, that was some crazy BT stuff. Yeah, she is very pretty, and she is that pretty in person. She's not a heavy, you know, the heavy makeup type of chick. She's just really a nice woman. Very nice woman. Very sweet. I can't say anything bad about her. I've never had a bad experience with her being around her. She's also very much girl power, girl, you know, supports women. So I have absolutely nothing to say about you. Bad about you. Mm-hmm. And usually people save the good stuff until after you die. So I'm telling you now, I think you're awesome. And Chris, you better take care of her because, you know, we may have to cut you.
Or we'll come get you.
You take good care of our cat.
All right. Sorry, I'm sitting here kind of tweaking our Twitch page as we're broadcasting.
That explains why my page keeps trying to reload and stuff.
Possibly. But I just realized we have those panels down at the bottom, so I'm filling them in. I'm all like, hey, look, I can link back to GameMatrix.com.
Yes, I was trying to do this today, too, when Comcast decided we just not going to work.
Oh, you saw what I threw up yesterday in them, so.
I didn't see anything. I didn't see anything, remember, because I couldn't stay online more than four minutes at a time.
Right, that's right. Somebody was screwing up your internet.
Somebody
man,
messed up my internet. If I catch you, oh, man, you're going to pray for death.
Yes, they are.
Please kill me.
Oh, my God, my voice. Stop it. I need my voice. I have to have it. All right, so I have to show this one. I'm going to show it right off the bat. Because, oh my God, somebody else showed it to me yesterday. I don't exactly have a press release, but I'm going to read it from their website. And here we go. Surgeon Simulator 2013.
Exactly.
Have you seen it? Oh my God, I laughed so hard watching people play it. It's a darkly humorous, over-the-top operation sim game where players become Nigel Burke, a would-be surgeon taking life into his own very quite shaky hands.
Yes. That was free for a while. That game is one of the most... No, actually, you know what? Snow White reviewed this some time ago. It was free.
All right, well, it's no longer free, but it's on sale on Steam right now for like $7.
This is one of the most difficult games I think I've ever played. I did try...
Hell, you had a hatchet!
Yeah, you don't get the hatchet right off. Yeah, and yeah, it's extremely difficult. You people who think you are so badass, yeah, all that stuff right there that's going on. I think they, I was all serious with mine too. Like I sat down and learned the controls and everything, and I'm like, I'm ready. I'm gonna do my surgery.
Well, this is apparently the full game. It's not the 48-hour prototype that was out a while back.
Yeah, that we played. We got to play the prototype.
Yeah. Different features, including fiendishly difficult ambulance mode.
Oh, my God.
More operations including double kidney transplant and brain transplant.
Oh, my God. I cannot imagine. Oh.
Tons and tons of Easter eggs to discover.
It is fun, but I'm going to say again, you little pansy-ass mama's boy gamers, and as I said that on our daytime radio show, do not play this. I don't want to hear you whine. It's not an easy game to play. It's not.
No, it doesn't look like it's easy. It looks like it'd be a pain in the to play.
Well, the
it also looks like
your hands.
So much fun.
It's fun, but you have to actually literally use both of your hands to play. It's not a click and drag. You have to do things with your left and your right hand and get them to cooperate. I think it's really great to teach hand-eye coordination and get both sides of the brain to work together.
Oh, my God. He's just ripping off body parts.
Well, yeah, because you have very little control. And it looks like this is the ambulance mode. You see the road in the back?
Yeah, I did see the road.
It was difficult even when I wasn't, because I didn't get to play this. It was difficult even then. I was trying to pick up the scalpel, and then when I finally did manage to grab the scalpel, I cut my own finger off. It was just... Cut my own finger, just slice. I was like, and it was like, game over. And they do start you over when you lose. They're very old school. I like that, though. And I said, I have to play this when I have a little more time to actually get into it. But, yes, and Snow reviewed it. We got an early build. I don't remember which site it's on. You can check our new one or our old one. But it is an extremely difficult game, but a lot of fun. If you're squeamish, also don't play it. Please don't. Cause
I don't want to play this. This looks like a lot of fun.
It is. It is. It was. I enjoyed myself. I'm just letting you know. It's difficult. Not you, because I know you like a challenge. You're not no problem. But you others that are out there, I don't want to hear the whining. All right. Dead Island has asked me to let you know Riptide is out right now.
I think I have something for them.
There's a trailer. Do you have the trailer? If you don't, I got it. I forgot to grab it. I
thought I had it.
Well, let me grab it and give it to you so you can show
okay.
it. We're going to accept this little content warning for you. So, again, if you're squeamish, please turn away from your Twitch, or you could just listen and we'll describe it to you. we'll tell you how disgusting it is anyway, because we don't really care. Where is it they sent this? This came over on Facebook anyway. So, Riptide is out. They want to know, are you ready to kick, hit, maim, and shoot some zombies yet again? Is this an expansion pack, Bear Dead Island people?
I believe it is an expansion pack.
I don't know. Wait a minute. Hello, you're all. You're all.
Hello.
Hello, Poppet. Is it not showing, or am I on the wrong page? What's going on?
Hold on.
I'm already.
I assume you're watching it, but no, y'all weren't watching. There you go. Under 17, turn away.
Look away if you're under 17. Look away. This game is rated M. Again, as Ginger has pointed out, it is a expansion pack to the original Dead Island, which I do love. I love to death. If you like you a little, what is it, the word I'm looking for, intricate AI, because it's not going to be like it's not going to be like Left 4 Dead. I think they both stand on their own. I hate when people compare the two. The aesthetic, they stand on their own as individual games. But if you, again, if you are a pansy ass and you're all scared, you don't like games that are going to challenge you in any kind of way, you might want to steer clear of Dead Island. It's another challenging one. Remember, Ginger, I told you, the AI for the zombies?
Yeah.
They don't just chase you and then, you know, when they don't see you, they leave you alone. They come after you. They push you, like the one I told you, push me over the banister. Then he ran down the stairs to get me after he had pushed me over the side.
Nice.
Like, what the? And then it's very realistic, and then I couldn't breathe. You know, I was trying to get up, and, my character was winded, and then I had to get up and, kind of woozy. The screen is kind of crazy, and I'm trying to fight off the zombie. So, yeah, this one's not like Left 4 Dead, and I think they're two entirely different games, two very good games. Everything's a weapon.
Oh, my God, look at all the blood. All the blood all over the place.
That's a new one. You see what was it, a tractor? I don't know.
Yeah, I saw the tractor.
That's a new one. I've never seen the driving the tractor. I may have to pick this up just so I could drive the tractor. See, they got rid of the girl in the bikini. What is it with you guys with the headless chick?
I don't know, but that didn't even really offend me. I mean, I don't know.
I wasn't offended, but at the same time, I understood why people were offended. I said just leave her head on, and I think we'll be fine. I think it's the headless part that was messing with some of the girls. Why I got to be headless? I'm already a zombie. Why I got to be headless? Okay, that's not my story, by the way. I had to tell you about this one. Remember a little company called Skullgirls?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, earlier this morning, Skullgirls developer Lab Zero Games was faced with the inability to pay their employees.
Oh, no!
Despite the fact that they had an Indiegogo funding campaign that totaled $829,049, according to GamesIndustry.biz, the problem stemmed from PayPal, the money transfer service used for most of the backer contributions. PayPal froze Lab Zero's account because it feared a large number of chargebacks if backers don't get their favorite characters in the final DLC roster. It's a donation. They can't charge it back. They gave them money. Good God. Anyway, Pete Bartholo, who's on the staff there at Lab Zero, he's a chief executive officer, said PayPal's freeze on our account is making it so that I can't pay people today. I'm pretty effing pissed. I sent them all the documentation they asked for last night, hoping it would be resolved today, and didn't hear anything back. I immediately filed a complaint with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau because this whole thing seems decidedly non-kosher. PayPal wanted Lab Zero to take on the risk of a large number of backers requested chargebacks, but Bartholo declined. Bartholo said he spoke to the developers at InXile, who successfully funded Wasteland 2 and Torment, the Tides of Numenera, through Kickstarter. And they said that Amazon payments did not have the same issues as PayPal, which is very true. PayPal, I don't know, as the more they go on, they start getting weirder. Even you've had some issues with them lately, haven't you, Ginger? You had some issues?
PayPal?
Yeah.
They were trying to tell me that I was not who I was. And I was like, yes, I am. Stop that.
They've done that to me, too. And I'm like, oh, I've only had this account since 1996.
I know. I've had it since
forever.
The issue was, okay, to tell you how long I've had it, I've been married, close to 10 years now. I had it, had my maiden name on it. And I just now got around to changing it because they forced me. So that was the issue.
I ain't never changed mine ever. Okay, so they also asked, Pete said they also asked him if they were good for the $700,000 if something went wrong, and he said no, because we're not. The whole point of crowdfunding is to give us the money to develop stuff, not take out a loan. PayPal later unfroze the account but decided to hold $35,000 as collateral. Fan voting for the final DLC characters is going on the Skullgirls Facebook page, and uncertainty is still heavy on PayPal's mind. He says PayPal called him today to inform him that the restrictions on the account had been lifted so they could get back to paying their contractors. And he told VentureBeat, "I still think it's pretty sketchy," and have filed a complaint with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. So hopefully that will become unrestricted in the near future. And now that we have unrestricted transfers on PayPal again, we shouldn't need the money anytime soon if they can't be convinced to release it. Yeah, it looks like he moved a big chunk of it out. I would too. PayPal, I don't know what's going on with them. I mean, it used to be they were very basic to the point. If somebody had your card and you called them and say, "I didn't do this," obviously they could see it's not you. They give you your money back. Stuff like this, it's like they weren't even prepared.
That is horrible.
They're not prepared for crowdfunding, and that's why Amazon.
They're not.
Lunch. Amazon is going to eat you up. You need to get with the times, PayPal. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
This is ridiculous. People can't eat. That's. They're acting too much like a bank, and that was one of the things that people loved about
you. You're not
a bank. You're not a bank.
I did love that. And I understand, you know, laws change, blah, blah, blah. I liked knowing that I did not have to be verified. You know, I could make up a fake name and have a PayPal. It was great. It was great. I liked that.
Well, that part I didn't like. You know, we got other stuff going on with people.
Well,
but I liked it. I liked the bank, not bank.
Well, like SL, I wouldn't mind, you know, having it go to a fake account and then have it bounce to a real account, because I wouldn't want somebody having my real information. People are crazy.
That's what's missing, the inability to keep yourself private. You know, I'm going to put this name here. You know who I am, but when I send it back, it's going to say this.
Yes.
That's what they don't allow you to do. Or you can't change it, because the one that I've had since I had like four websites ago. This is not
four
websites ago. Before Game and Matrix existed, I had another website called Short and Sassy, and that's what I started the PayPal with. That was it, Short and Sassy, and that's what it says on my PayPal. I'll tell you who I am, but I can't do. I can't change it at all. I cannot. They will not let me change the name. So why can't I go in and change my name? I don't understand.
That is kind of annoying.
Because my real name is on there, so obviously you know this is me, but the name that it goes out as, I should be able to change. And you can see it to their PayPal and verify, you know, this person has been in good standing. They may not have had the same name the whole time, but they're in good standing. We have their real information. Anything goes wrong, we got you. No, you can't hide your stuff on PayPal. Ridiculous. Anyway, evil PayPals.
Hey! PayPal.
Tag, you're
right. Somebody just asked me, "Are y'all doing a show today?" Yeah.
We're doing a show. I'm sorry, I'm not tweeting like I normally do. I will get right on that, lovely listener.
There we go. Yeah. We're here. Hello, Dan. If you're listening, we are here. All right. So, I have to find. I think this is the right one. Yep. Okay. All right. So much fun bouncing back and forth screens. Do. Here we go. Hipster zombie. This one, mainly for the name, and apparently because I'm scrolling, it's going to make this window small. Stop that. Do you love zombies? Do you hate hipsters? Then prepare to be confused. The young German independent game developer Shark Bomb Studios is bringing a
Shark
game.
Bomb.
Shark
all right.
Huh?
I said all right. Shark
debut Bomb. Game Hipster Zombies to Apple iOS devices. Come on, what no love for the droid? Come on.
Droid.
After having only been available on Android, it's now available for Mac-loving hipsters all over the world. So again, it came to Droid first. Hell yeah! Stick it to the man. Starting today.
This is an adorable game. I'm sorry. It is adorable.
Yes. If I happen to disconnect, there is some thunder going on over here.
Yeah, I heard it was coming towards you.
Yeah. Starting today, the brain-blowing game is available for iPhone and newer, all iPads and iPod. Yeah. When living itself becomes too mainstream, what else is there to do? Says Joam Eckert, technical director of Shark Bomb Studios, while packing his pipe. Nice. You're in a hurry? Need easy to digest bullet points? Here you go. Zombies. Zombies. What did you expect? However, the zombies are also hipsters, so double the fun in shooting them in the head, right? Places defend a variety of distinct locations against the hipster zombie onslaught. Anything from the rundown back alley to the little coffee shop on the corner, each level features its own pattern of attackers.
Iconic kill.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
That's hilarious.
Adorable.
Guns, of course, a game. Of course, a game.
Ironic kill.
Weapons. But our game with guns is also trash. All right, so it's breaking up. Not so good with the English here, folks. You have to kill... to dispatch the hipster zombies, you'll have to kill them with what they desire most in unlife. And that's useless old junk, like vinyl records or bombs made out of old typewriters. And, of course, you can't upgrade those typewriters. Irony. What would a game about hipsters be without irony? We don't know either, because you can certainly find some in ours if you look for it. You get no bonus points for doing so, but you might find yourself rewarded with a smug sense of satisfaction. Oh, my God. I want to play this game just so I can kill the hipster zombies. Stupid hipsters. Hipsters. I see them everywhere. Hipsters. It's like, oh, my God. Stop it with the hipsters. Y'all were not that cool. Y'all are too young to be that cool. Stop it.
I love me a cool guy. Yeah.
Like, look, I'm wearing your grandpa's clothes. And I'm like, look, you smell like grandpa, too.
No. Oh, that's just wrong, Jen. That's just wrong.
I know. But it's awesome. It's awesome.
All right, throw that up there for me.
Oh, you gave me a link.
Yeah, I got two short and sweet. Maybe I don't have two. Okay, no, there's my other one. All right, John Needham has become the head of Lionhead Studios. You're looking at that.
Yay!
Microsoft has appointed John Needham as head of Fable Studio Lionhead, reporting directly to corporate VP of Microsoft's Interactive Entertainment business, Phil Harrison. According to GI.biz, Needham was most recently CEO of Marvel Heroes, developer Gazillion Entertainment, and before that, Cryptic Studios, which is based right here out of Texas, with experience in massively multiplayer online and free-to-play games. So this is a historic time in our industry, and I'm excited and honored to be joining Lionhead and Microsoft Studios. Since our vision is focused on building innovative game services and AAA experiences at Lionhead and the rest of Microsoft Studios, which take the advantage of Microsoft's incredible hardware and software platforms. And, of course, Lionhead Studios was founded in 1987 by one Mr. Peter Molyneux, who founded Bullfrog Productions, along with his partner Les Edgar in Guildford. I don't know what to say about this. I was very sorry to see Peter go. I am upset that we won't get another game from the movies. I love that simulator. Ginger, are you still? Yes, wait a minute.
No, I'm sorry. What?
Click there where it says games for me. Up at the top, and click the movies. And by the way, Joe, I'm mostly doing this for Joe because Joe's my other simulator buddy. If you haven't played this one, check it out. I think you can even get the expansion packs now as Abandonware somewhere. You might even be able to find this one as Abandonware, but this is probably a simulator. It wasn't great. No, that's not the word I want to use. It needed some tweaking, and if they had done a part two, it would have been awesome. This was a good way for people to make machinima. I mean, the things, if it was around now, the amazing things they could do with this, I really wish they'd bring it back. Those of you who are like, what the hell is the movies? It was like The Sims, but it was set on a movie lot. So
that's cool.
You hired your actors and actresses. You had to, you know, teach them to be better. You publicized them, you know, they had to go on a publicity tour, everything, and you actually made real movies when you were done. You could either let the computer generate it, or you could actually write out a story, do the voices, the angles, you could dress the set, everything you see there was, you could move around and change and add to make your own movies if you didn't want to play the game part and you actually just wanted to use it to make movies. It was really an awesome concept that didn't get fleshed out very well.
That does sound really cool.
Yeah, I made a couple movies. I was trying to make me a Buffy the Vampire Slayer Chronicles, but I was going to go like back to, you know, 1900s and come all the way up to present. So I had a cool one, and none of mine had any words. It was all video, baby. And my last Slayer was awesome because she was set in the Wild West.
Very nice.
Busted up in her cat and killed her
really
something.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, it was fun. Baby Natrix has a copy, as y'all know. I told y'all we call her Baby Spielberg. So Baby Spielberg has a copy, and she's in there putting together all kinds of stuff and yelling at her little actors and actresses, I told you to do it this way. Do the scene this way. Yeah, you also get to pick how they do the scene, if they do it over the top or if they do it, you know, melancholy or happy or crazy, or it goes with every different genre of movie, horror. But imagine if it were around now, because this is an old, this game is old, if it were around now, that people would be able to post directly to Facebook or Tumblr or...
That would
just,
be hot.
Yeah.
That would be hot.
Awesome. So pick it up.
Ginger and I approve this idea.
Yeah, I wish they'd bring it back. Fable needs to die a horrible death. I'm done with you, Fable. We're breaking up.
Poor Fable. Poor Fable.
I was in love up until we got to this last, these last two or three. You have the audacity to give me that crap. Now, Fable MMO might be interesting.
Maybe. Very, very, very possibly. Very possibly.
Just saying.
Okay. Awesome. I do have a video for this. Do-do-do-do-do. My mouse has disappeared. Too many screens.
I'm sorry.
It's my thing. My thing. All right. So, pulling this from GamePolitics.com, but I'm showing you the video from the website. Fans offer to translate Mother 3 for Nintendo at no charge.
Wow.
That is some fan love right there.
Mm-hmm.
Fans want a new Earthbound game so badly in North America that some have even offered to translate Mother 3 into English for Nintendo for free.
Wow.
Uh-huh. The team of fans, which includes a professional translator, has offered to localize the game in English for Nintendo free of charge in a post over on the development blog. Mother 3 has never released outside of Japan, much to the chagrin of many gamers here in North America and Europe. Written under the handle of Motto, the blog post said, "I realize that localizing a game that size can cost a lot, so if it'll help, even in just the slightest, I'll gladly offer to let Nintendo use my text translation files for any use at all, completely for free." The post also mentions that previous fan translations have been used by the game publishers, pointing out that the U.S. release of Yiz, The Oath of Fel'Ghana, used fan-based localization. Mother 3 is the third game in the Earthbound series. The first and second games in the franchise were released outside of Japan as Mother and Earthbound, respectively. The third game was announced in 2006 for the Game Boy Advance, but was not released anywhere but Japan. Nintendo announced last week that it would re-release the SNES version of Earthbound in North America later this year. Awesome. That's some love. I like to see that. Fans coming together and trying to make it work. You know, not just screaming, "Give me another, you know, extension of such and such. I want blah, blah, blah." Y'all are actually offering to help. That's great. That's awesome. I love that.
That is absolutely awesome.
No Half-Life 3 for y'all, okay? Stop it.
I never liked any of the Half-Lives. They need to stop it. All right. Do you know anybody with a lazy eye?
Actually, yes, I do.
Well, just so you all know, and there's a reason why I'm asking, one in every 50 children are born with amblyopia. There we go. I had to get it out. And there is a fix for that or something to help treat it. You'll never guess what it is. Playing hours of Tetris. Ha! Huh? Who knew?
Yay! Tetris?
Tetris. A team of Canadian doctors found greater improvement in volunteers who played the classic puzzle game using special goggles, according to Eurogamer.net, than those who used the condition's usual method of treatment. Results of the McGill University study have been published in Current Biology Journal via BBC News. UK versions of the study are also currently underway. Scientists are hopeful that treatment could help the relatively large numbers of children born with the condition. Again, one in every 50 lazy eye is known medically as amblyopia. I may be saying that wrong. And left untreated can cause permanent loss of vision. Children also affected by the condition are made to wear a patch over the stronger eye, which forces the weaker one to compensate. It is uncomfortable and time-consuming, and it must be worn most of the day for many, many months for kids, which is horrible. Think about when you're little, you're trying to play and run, and you have that one eye covered. Depth of field is all messed up. You're tripping over blocks and things. Anyway, in comparison, the new study found an improvement in those who play Tetris for just 1 hour a day. Volunteers wore goggles to make the falling blocks visible to only one eye, with the blocks on the ground only visible to the other. A separate group wore the goggles but watched the game through only their lazy eye. The other eye was covered with a patch, similar to the condition's traditional treatment. The first group showed a greater improvement after 2 weeks, and the result was repeated when the latter group tested the new method. The outcome indicates that lazy eye is a two-eye problem. McGill University's Dr. Robert Hess suggests allowing both eyes to cooperate helps the weaker eye relearn how to see. Absolutely amazing. See, the games have purpose.
So cool.
Yeah.
People, video games are not evil. Video games are awesome.
Absolutely awesome.
Yes, totally. Totally 100% awesome. All right, so let me find a story for my next one. I swear I've got it. I've got so many stories open today. So many stories open today. All right, there we go. There we go. I got it. Let me get it going. Then software capture. Yes, I wish to proceed. All right, people, this may not be the best thing to be watching at work. Here we go. The Redemption, available today. Today, Ubisoft announces the launch of Redemption, the third and last episode in the three-part Assassin's Creed 3, the Tyranny of King Washington downloadable content series on Microsoft Xbox 360, also on the PS3. It's coming out on April 24th for PS3. Ratan Hanakis, right, Smith's journey concludes in the third and final episode, The Redemption, taking gamers to New York to discover the power of the bear, allowing them to strike their foe with unimaginable strength. Our hero will call upon all of the abilities tied to his native heritage in order to break into the monarch fortress and put an end to the tyranny of King Washington, that evil blackguard. The Redemption will be available for 640 Microsoft points on Xbox Live, 650 on PC, 649 on PlayStation Network. The first two episodes of The Tyranny of King Washington are available for purchase separately as a single DLC pack for 800 Microsoft points or $7.99. All episodes of The Tyranny of King Washington are available through the Assassin's Creed 3 Season Pass, which is available for purchase for 2,400 Microsoft points on Xbox Live. Hello, I can hear you back. I'm echoing. Oh, my God.
Yep, that's you.
Oh, nice echo. $24.99 on the PlayStation Network and Windows PC. Season Pass provides access to all five Assassin's Creed 3 downloadable content packs. All Assassin's Creed 3 downloadable content packs are now available on the Wii U through the Nintendo eShop as well.
Oh, he is so hot.
Yay, he Good. Is hot.
Mm-mm-mm.
That is
dope. Oh, I like how he pulled the girl. Like, come on, you go with me. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go. That's a black. That's Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
And that is apparently the pre-order for Black Flag that I was showing y'all. So my bad, but you know what? Same game, just wrong expansion.
But still, I'm good for watching it.
I know, right? What?
All right, moving right along here.
Right along.
Wait a minute, where's my thing?
I don't know.
I had a video for you.
Hello, oh, Horace. Hello.
Yes. Hello there, Horace. Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morrow.
I'm in there like swimwear. Oh my God. Oh, Horace.
And now I don't want to talk to him. No, I'm kidding. I love you, Horace. Like a fat kid loves cake, dude. Okay, you know what? I cannot even find my story that goes with that. That is sucky. Oh, no, there it is. I'm sorry. Here we go. All right. Throw it up, Ginger. Do it. This is a new action game. Yeah, from Engine Studios, called Game Show Warrior. It's a series of web comics and games. Game Show Warriors take place in a world where war is now a thing of the past and major conflicts are waged through adrenaline-inducing action game shows filmed live in intense urban arenas. A Game Show Warrior is the perfect combination of soldier, TV celebrity, and athlete driven to triumph over the hardest challenges to defend the honor of sponsors and win the hearts of millions. Amazing Steadily Strikes, the first game of this series, is a fast-paced action smash fest. Players will take on the role of G-Man Steadily, a warrior on the mission to regain his family's former glory. He will attempt to make the treacherous climb to the top of the Megastructure 1, a 120-story skyscraper, while fending off dozens of men in ape suits and elephants, giant mecha gorillas. And
I want to know how they got elephants on the face of a skyscraper.
I don't know, girl. I don't know.
I have some issues with this game. Like that. No, wait. Hold on. That glove. Look, he's got a glove on, and the glove has nails. I hate the nails, but he has the gloves on.
Interesting. Anyway, the action doesn't stop there. In Game Show Warriors Drawn to Action, a webcomic, players will be able to follow the adventures of G-Man Studley and his teammates as they take on rival factions in the rest of the game show world. They've packed the game and web show comic into the amazing Steadily Strikes Universal app, which debuts today on the iOS store for 3. They borrowed this concept from two movies and a book, Running Man, which came from a book by Stephen King, and then remember Gamer? Remember that movie, you guys?
Yes.
So, yeah, I don't know whether I should be impressed or not. I wasn't.
She's not impressed. Not impressed. All right, game on. London Comic Con launches esports tournament. Get your game face on. It's time for some serious competition. MCM London Comic Con, Europe's biggest Comic Con, is proud to announce the launch of its new MCM esports zone, debuting at next month's show with an inaugural League of Legends tournament. Online heats held in the run-up to the 24 to 26 May event will see four elite teams of LOL players LOL, fight their way out of a pool of 32 teams before battling for the MCM esports crown in front of a packed audience at London Comic Con itself. The esports phenom is set to explode in the UK, and we want MCM London Comic Con 70,000 plus visitors to be in on the ground floor, says show organizer Paul Miley. So far, the response has been terrific. Initial team signups for the tournament were filled within an hour of the news going live, so we have expanded the competition to make room for additional teams, which can register over at backdrop.co.uk/tournaments/LOL/signup. So if you're in the Britannia area and you want to go to this, if you're going to Comic-Con, you want to compete, get some friends together, go over there and sign up. Could be fun. Personally, I'm not a League of Legends fan, but hey, you know, everybody's got their game.
I haven't played it yet, so I can't say.
It's all right.
A or an A.
Not my thing.
Sometimes you look at the games and you say, why do you like it?
Girl, stop that.
Did you hear me? You heard me yawn? You know, I can't help it. I have no choice. You already know. I can't help it. All right. THQ is auctioning their having auction for their remaining IPs. They've managed to raise around $7 million delicious dollars. Bidding in the auction of THQ's remaining intellectual property has closed. Yeah, sorry, you're too late. The final offer still awaiting court approval. According to court documents, there are a total of 17 bids with an estimated total of $6 to $7 million. Bids were due on April 15th, and the others will be presented to the court in May. No details on which properties were the big winners at the auction. The auction included the rights for Darksiders, Red Faction, the MX series, and THQ's entire slate of licensed software. THQ was originally hoping to have the process completed by mid-May, but now the company is hoping to have everything done by the end of May. Crytek USA CEO David Adams expressed interest in trying to acquire the Darksiders IP, which was developed by the studio under its previous name, Vigil Games. The Homeworld IP was also a contender, with Team Pixel having gone through a successful Kickstarter drive to acquire the rights. That's amazing. They did a Kickstarter so they could buy the rights. Not bad. Another bidder beat out Team Pixel for the Homeworld IP, leading the company refunding the $58,644 raised. That was not a bad idea. It didn't work, but it was not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea. All right, so what is a bad idea? Becoming the next Angry Birds, Mojang. Mojang, I'm looking
at you. Oh, stop. See?
I know, right? Mojang Inc.'s global Minecraft toy deal with Jazzwares. Mojang has inked a deal with North American toy maker Jazzwares to produce a line of action figures, plush, and papercraft items based on the ultra-popular Minecraft game franchise. The new deal covers the entire globe with toy shipping by year's end if all goes well. Mojang CEO Carl Manet says, we are excited by our new... We are excited by our new partnership with Jazzwares. This partnership will give our community a new way to interact with a game they so love. Minecraft is one of the hottest brands on the planet right now, says Jazzwares' Lara Smith, actually Zibberski, but anyways. The world is playing the game and engaging in its remarkably compelling modes. The marketplace is prime for all line of toys, electronics, and papercraft items that reflect the fun and creativity of the game. Wow. Apparently, there's also going to be Minecraft books. poster book and an annual book. Stop it. Stop it. I love Minecraft as much as the next person. It's a great game. But stop it. I know you're not allowed to be the next Angry Birds. Angry Birds sucks and they should burn. Don't make me have to burn you too. You're all like paper looking. Stop it. You'll burn easy. All right. So anyways.
Oh, that's a quotable. You're paper looking. You'll burn easy.
I know, right? Okay. So that one's short. Can I do another one?
Go, girl. Go.
GamePolitics.com has a disturbing story today. Security firm finds 32 apps containing bad news malware on Google Play. Pretty sure any malware is bad news, but hey, anyways. Security research firm Lookout has identified 32 separate apps on Google Play for Android devices that contain malware called Bad News. The Bad News malware has been known to steal cash by racking up charges from sending premium rate text messages. Lookout says that the malware can hide on a user's phone for weeks before being detected. As a general rule, the Bad News malware targets Android phone owners in Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, and other countries in Eastern Europe, so sounds like we're a little bit more safe here in the U.S. Lookout does not know the exact number of victims who have been affected by the malware, adding that figures from Google Play suggest that between 2 to 9 million copies of apps containing the malicious program were downloaded from the store. Lookout said that it found the malware in 32 different apps, including recipe generators, wallpaper apps, games, and pornographic programs.
Mm-hmm.
Those 32 apps were available through 4 separate developer accounts on Google Play. The good news is that Google has suspended those 4 accounts and removed all of the affected apps from its online store. But there may be more apps that contain the Bad News malware that the security did not find. After all, there are thousands upon thousands upon thousands of apps in play. Lookout said Bad News concealed its true identity by initially acting as innocent, if somewhat aggressive, advertising network, and did most of its damage by tricking users into installing an even more malicious program called Alpha SMS that steals money by sending text messages to premium rate numbers. Users were tricked into installing it because it was labeled as an essential update for Skype or Russian social network Vkontakte. Something.
Be careful there, our Russian gamers and Androidites. Yeah, yeah, be careful.
I know, because I have Skype on my phone. I'm all like...
Panic? Yeah. I just cleaned off Baby Natrix's phone. She did have some malware on her phone.
Oh, no.
Trying to play Subway Surfers. I was like, what?
Stop that. How is she's better than that.
She's like, you don't need to play Subway Surfers. She's like, I was bored in class and everybody else was playing something else.
Hello, Lethal Migraine. I don't think you've joined us.
Welcome to our lives, Lethal Migraine. All right, you people that have Play TV. Yeah, Eurogamer is reporting. Remember Play TV, the external device for PlayStation 3 that allows you to watch and record free-to-air digital TV, is messed up. That's according to a number of Eurogamer readers who say it hasn't worked properly since the release of a new update. Users of Play TV, which you can pick up for a little over a tenner these days, I'm assuming some of you in the UK know what that means, have complained that it hangs after every recording, forcing a manual reboot of the console. Some have even found their consoles crash after searching Play TV. There are a number of threads on the PlayStation forum about the issues, and they have been running for some time, meaning they are ignoring y'all, okay? One of the comments goes, it's incredibly annoying. The main reason we got the Super Slim to replace the YLOD'd fat console was that our frequent use of Play TV. Complete waste of money, as it turns out. We would have been better off getting a standalone PVR and binning the PS3 for good. Binning, I know what that means, putting it in the trash. Not happy, is what they said. Okay, so I said, from one, the Wolfie Dragon says, how can they expect us to buy a PS4? Yes, how can they expect us to buy a PS4 if they still can't get the PS3 working the way it was built to? And yet another one says, I paid 40 quid for the PlayStation TV. I might be saying that wrong. I don't know if it's 40 quid, but it's 40-something for the PlayStation TV box and 6-odd to the upgrade. And still, this is in very angry capital letters, I have no reliable TV to watch or record. Okay, so
I'd be upset too. I want to tell them, stop your bitching, but I can't because I'd be upset too.
you're very, very, very right in doing this. Okay, so a Sony Computer Entertainment Europe spokesperson told Eurogamer this morning, "We are aware of this issue, and it's currently under investigation, and we're working on it." On two side notes, Sony is actually hiring, for those of you who live here in Texas, they are hiring somebody to go around, and this is a cool job if you like to drive around, you hate staying in one place. You get to drive around and go set up displays for the Sony PlayStations, make sure everything's working. Like you go in Best Buy and say, hey, this display is not working right. I want this here, this here, this here, this here, this here. Bam, lock it up, and then you go to the next door. Cool job, huh?
That is kind of cool. I might do that.
Very, very cool.
I might do that.
Actually, there's a lot of companies hiring for that. I didn't know that was a position that you could have. It's very interesting.
So you just drive around and do what?
Set up displays, you know, in the stores. Not that I pick Sony because, you know, we're all about gaming here, but if you like clothes, I'm going to segue into Pixinista tonight, make sure you're watching. Got some stuff from Secret World that was real interesting that we'll share on Pixinista tonight. But if you like clothes, I think JCPenney's is hiring for the same thing. You go around and set up the clothes, make sure the dummies look good and the displays look good, tell people in store, fix it. You can also set prices, is what I saw. It's a whole lot of stuff I saw yesterday. Where did I see those? On the Gaminatrix job board. Go to Gaminatrix.com, look through our job board. Another side note, you people that are waiting for more Skyrim, well, they said they're getting ready to move on to their next project. Presumably, I want you...
No Skyrim for you!
Nope, nope. I want you to put your hands above the desk when I tell you what they're going to work on. Fallout 4.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That sucks.
Ooh, yeah. So, I'm not a Fallout fan either. I tried, y'all.
No.
I tried. I really did. It's a good game. I don't doubt it. I got to play it. It just did not pull me in. Sorry.
It doesn't blow up her skirt.
Shut up. Ooh, I had to cover my own mouth this time. Oh.
Ooh, very nice. Very nice. Very nice. All right. Oh, my God, now I'm over here giggling. All right, this next one has a content warning. So if you're under the age of 18 or if you don't like gore, blood, whatever else,
look
turn
away. Hey, look away. Look away.
All right, Capcom, a leading worldwide developer and publisher of video games, today confirmed that Dragon's Dogma Dark Arisen is now available. Come on, YouTube. There we go. Is now available for the Xbox 360, the PlayStation 3, it looks like, comes out on April 26th, so 3 days from now. Dragon's Dogma Dark Arisen is the next exciting chapter in the Dragon's Dogma franchise, delivering a huge brand new area, quest, enemies, and more, plus all the content from the original game. In addition to the content contained with the original Dragon's Dogma, Dragon's Dogma Dark Arisen introduces Bitter Black Isle, home to a massive underground realm and a new storyline for players to unravel. Bitter Black Isle is a cursed territory, teeming with incredible treasure and terrifying new foes, each requiring unique strategies to defeat. Travel to and from Bitter Black Isle, as well as around the mainland, Grancis, is more accessible by means of an improved travel system and more frequent port crystals. Players will be able to take their characters to new heights with brand new high-level skills and augments, as well as over 100 additional weapons and armor sets.
That dragon is on fire.
Really pretty. I know.
It looks a lot like Skyrim and Dragon Age and Fable all into one. I would hope that it is. That's the only way I'm playing it.
Yay, but the hero's a redhead, so that's awesome.
Ooh, he's hot.
Yeah, he is. Owners of the original Dragon's Dogma will be able to export their existing characters and all other saved data to continue their journey as the Arisen furthermore. Owners of the original Dragon's Dogma will receive 100,000 Rift Crystals, an Eternal Fairy Stone, and the Granicis Armor Pack, consisting of 6 brand new costumes for free upon purchasing Dragon's Dogma Dark Arisen. Yay! So this is kind of cool. It's going to be rated M for mature by the ESRB. It's going to be available at an MSRP of $39.99 retailers nationwide. And a day one digital download from the PlayStation Store. So cool. Awesome, awesome. It's a really cool looking pretty game. I like it. Ooh, dragon, that dragon's... I like that.
Yeah, wait a minute. I gotta share this with... Why I'm having trouble. I'm looking at your name and I can't say it. Lethal. what's with the light green, dude? Lethal Migraine. Yeah, that name goes with the color of your text. Yeah, Nintendo is not dying, actually. They just reported last Wednesday that their digital sales are soaring. They're kicking all kinds of booty. They're not dying. Have to remember to look at it objectively, not just by what you like.
True story.
Yeah, because I am not for the most part a PlayStation fan since they did the PlayStation 3, but that doesn't mean that they don't do excellent without us. We talk much smack about them, but they do okay. PlayStation does. Each of them has their strengths, things they do well at. However, Xbox, I'm about to just leave y'all behind. This is ironic.
Well, you could reverse that lethal and say that, you know, Microsoft and Sony are doing horrible with handhelds and are doing great with consoles. So, again, it's all about how you're looking at it.
And people, and as Dark is saying, people always wish Nintendo would die. The wishing they would die always comes from they make kiddie games. Yes, they stay in their lane. However, whereas Microsoft right now is not staying in their lane, I actually had some people, or actually my neighbors, were out Sunday, and I told them, you know, what was happening with the Xbox. They're not even gamers, mind you. I'm going to point this out. Not gamers, but they own Xboxes because they say, if I'm going to play games, this is the console of my choice. And when I told them this, they're like, I'm not getting a new Xbox, and I'm throwing this other one away. These are not even gamers. So I don't know what Xbox is doing. Y'all are gonna lose everybody, not even just your core audience, if y'all go this route that you're going. I need two different Xboxes. I proposed this to them, too. What if we had two different Xboxes, one that was, you know, for the gamers and one for consumers? Would you buy then? And they said, well, yeah, because obviously if I want to play games, I can have two Xboxes. I can put one in my bedroom, you know. For TV.
Yeah.
In my room, I watch my movies back there, and when I feel like playing whatever I want to play, I have the one in the living room. So yeah. But yeah, the Nintendo is not dying. Their sales are soaring. Have to remember again, not just what you like, but what you don't like, other people do. Nintendo's kicking all kinds of booty, and they always do that.
Yeah.
They start off having people doubt them, and then they come back and they kick butt, and we got the other two following them. You know, June is going to be like an echo, right? Everybody knows this when E3 comes? It's going to be an echo of what the Wii U has done. That's why they wait. I would like for once to turn on my little screen here and see that Xbox has done something amazingly new that nobody else has done yet. Ever.
No. And then, you know, shortly after, there's going to come Sony tagging right along.
Yep. They need to come out with something new and inventive on their own. I'm all for it. I want to keep all my consoles around. I like all my consoles. Did you owe your business? Mm-mm.
No.
We don't like y'all at all. It looks pretty.
but that's about it. All right.
Look, I put some flowers in it. And put it on my coffee table. There you go. I got a game for our Mac people. And unfortunately, I don't have a video because they did not send me one. But I will have Ginger throw up a link on the App Store for those of you who have a Mac. Maybe you need to remember what it looks like there. I hate when they don't give us the trailer.
No third party is making anything for Wii U? Really? Really?
Yeah, we'll see you Thursday night, Lethal Migraine. You can even call in and we can all argue. We love a good debate. Yeah, you call in. You make sure you're here Thursday night, and we do our This Week in Gaming show. All right, Gaijin Entertainment. They said they're the award-winning publisher of multi-platform video games. Has released the popular Fantasy Conflict for your Macs. Hello, our Mac gamers. Hi. They've already been on the iOS and the Droid. They're saying this addictive game mashes up the strategic gameplay of Gaijin and Spellbox Studios' major bestseller Modern Conflict with a medieval setting and a comedic fantasy storyline. Fantasy Conflict can be downloaded for a mere $2.99 from your Mac store. It's set in the distant land of Baldoria. Fantasy Conflict depicts the high-stakes standoff between a band of pesky dwarves and the king's best fighting men. Can we get away from the dwarves and the dragons and stuff? I'm done with it. Of course, Fantasy Conflict depicts the high... Oh, you read that. Okay, so the source of their conflict, the dwarves have scampered off with the power crystal. Of course it's a power crystal that keeps Baldoria's royal arm clock ticking. The drowsy king, Salador, wants revenge. Of course he does. His mightiest troops have been dispatched, and armed with advanced weapons and powerful magic spells, they won't retreat until the last of the dwarves have fallen. And, of course, you're probably one of the dwarves. You're a one-man army. The blend of strategic and RPG elements to the humorous Fantasy Conflict offers up 35 diverse missions for players to take back the kingdom. You can upgrade your weapons to strengthen your assaults and fortify fortresses to boot. to boost your defenses, I'm sorry, engaged in powerful attacks and cannons and zeppelins, or flex your magical muscles to send the enemy packing with six exciting survival mode missions to complete and numerous in-game achievements and awards to uncover. Fantasy Conflict will keep Mac gamers glued to their screens for battle after battle. Of course, they're saying they've gotten 4.5 out of 5 stars on the Google and the App Store. I do not know. I have not seen this lovely little gem. Ginger, have you played this before? You didn't even put up the link, woman.
Yeah, I did. Oh, it's not showing. Yes, I did. Sorry, I was posting proof that Wii U does too have third-party support in other games. Anyways.
He's about making Friday and he's here. Well, then, Lethal, you know what you do? You listen to us on repeat, or you come and watch us on repeat.
Exactly.
You can comment. We are always somewhere around some gadget, so we'll respond.
But all I got to say, Call of Duty, Darksiders 2, Mass Effect 3,
Arkham Asylum,
mm-hmm. All these other games.
And I ain't even looking at the list, and I knew about Asylum. Yeah, so they got third-party support.
They do.
He said, you know what, Lisa Margaret, it's okay to be a Nintendo hater, but don't spread misinformation.
Exactly.
It's okay to have love for your favorite console. We, however, here are equal opportunity console lovers and haters. We love and hate all of them.
Depending
on the week.
Story.
We were the main ones we were talking bad about Sony during the PS Inoculus, and then we turned right around and said, okay, that's enough, now get up.
Yep. And I tell you, my Xbox, I don't have Xbox Live for it anymore. I've been using my PS3, so...
Mm-hmm. She left Xbox Live. But if Horace would ever not stand us up.
True story. Horace would never. All right, so. no feed the troll. Slytherin, Flashback Game Studios, and Lords Game Studio are proud to announce the release of their Panzer Corps Grand Campaign Mega Pack 39-49 and a patch for Panzer Corps. Yay! They say, we know that a lot of people already have at least some of the Grand Campaign, and rather than have you pay for the same thing twice, we found a way to offer you great discounts. For each of the 10, oh yes, folks, that's a 10 DLCs you already own, you get a 10% of the price up to a whooping 70%. Finding out, who wrote this? Learn English. All right, so anyways, the Mega Pack features all the 10 linked campaigns bundled in one huge package. The player will have the chance to play all 150 scenarios covering the entire war, from the invasion of Poland and Norway, on to the cold Russian winter against the Red Army on the East Front, defend against D-Day, and then take a final stand at Berlin. Finals players can import their core force between the linked campaigns, or alternatively use a preset core force and play each of the campaigns on its own or jump in at any year. Gain skills and new equipment for your troops, lead them in a huge campaign map force and the enemy. Oh, sorry, and then face the enemy and try to overturn your fate. Yay! All right, so, again, this is... What is this? Panzer's DLC bundled with a promotion. Yay! So it's a mega pack. It's a mega pack. You can get that over at Slytherin.com/games/PZC_MP. Yay!
I would like to give Slytherin some credit. They've come a long way since their early days.
They have sending
me links talking about, would you like to share this calendar of hot gamer babes with your readers? And I said, what the f***? Do you know who we are? Oh, we're sorry. Not yet, but you will be. You write this article. Hot gamer babes. I got your hot game.
I love my gory.
They were new then. They
only have 2 minutes left.
Yeah, we got 2 minutes. So we are out of here. We will be back here tonight talking about some, our usual banter of stuff we find around the internet. But as I told Ginger, Secret World sent us some stuff. How to dress to impress in Secret World.
Hotness right there.
Apparently they knew we were coming. We won't be in Secret World, by the way. We'll probably be sitting in Second Life or somewhere. We can't go back into APB until we get that more organized. Some people are crazy.
I'm actually going to try to bring some photos of some of the new player-made clothing.
That would be nice. Very, very nice. I would love to play some closing music for you all, but GLaDOS has the board, and she is like, no. So we will see you guys later tonight. Make sure you're here at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time if you like clothes and geek fashion. And, of course, you can always send us messages. Some of you guys out there don't know how to dress it up right. We'll help you.
Yeah.
In game, out of game, we'll get you right. You got a girl you're trying to impress, we'll get you right.
Thank you. Exactly. You know what? There we go. There you go. The challenge, guys. You guys who are single need some help, send us a picture. We'll help out.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. We may have to do that. Best dressed geek gamer guy. Anyway, we are out. We see y'all later. Kiss him, Ginger.